Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As Ramadan continues, let us all instill within ourselves the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the appreciation for all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With every hardship we endure, we should also be grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us. So gratitude to Allah azza wa jal is extremely important in our daily lives. In this regard, I want to share a beautiful narration with you from Imam Nawawi rahimahullah. He mentions that there are three categories of people in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three types of worshippers before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first category he mentions is those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they fear him. So they worship Allah because of fear. And this is a worship of a slave, and a slave who fears his master. The second category Imam Nawawi mentions is those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return for rewards from Allah azza wa jal. And this is the worship of a tradesman who spends and invests in hope of a bountiful return. So you either the first one who fears Allah and you are worshipping him as a slave fearing the master, or you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hope for some reward and some return for your actions. The third category Imam Nawawi mentions is those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of sheer gratitude, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this individual realizes that his many good deeds will never be able to repay the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This individual is embarrassed, and thus he only hopes for the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations. So the third category is the highest form of worship. And this is the form of the worship of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because he didn't worship Allah azza wa jal out of fear, neither did he worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hope for some reward or return to Allah from Allah azza wa jal, but rather he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love, out of devotion, out of sheer and complete gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Ramadan, it's important for us to realign our hearts and make sure that we are fasting and we are praying, not because it is a command, not because our family and our community is doing it, or what people will say, out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of fear of Jahannam, or seeking some reward from Allah azza wa jalla. But no, we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Ramadan out of sheer love, out of sheer ecstasy, out of sheer devotion, out of sincerity, out of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once asked the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam what was the reason behind his extensive prayer, so much so that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's ankle and his feet would become swollen, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven the past and the future sins of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And the response of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was that, should I still not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Should I not be a abd, a grateful shukura, grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, in spite of me standing, in spite of my ankles being swollen, in spite of everything, that my future and my past sins, all of everything has been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should still remain a grateful servant to Allah azza wa jal. So this is the highest form of worship, and this is something that we need to all focus towards in the month of Ramadan, of being grateful servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful for the life that we have, the air that we have, the heartbeat that we have, the home that we have, the family, the children, the food. So much to be grateful for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the sacred and the beautiful month of Ramadan. So dear brothers and sisters, COVID-19 situation has been a grueling test for us all, yet behind it all lies a huge amount of wisdom that we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should persevere as a sign of our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by humbling ourselves before him, by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by seeking his assistance in overcoming this test. And this, when we do this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in all of His blessings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remove the difficulties as well. Allah azza wa jal promises, La in shakartum la azidannakum, that if you are grateful, then I will increase you in my favors. So if we are grateful in the month of Ramadan for everything that we have, not look at the things that we do not have in terms of going outside and the isolation and the lockdown and the social distancing and all of those. Don't look at those. Look at the innumerable amount of favors and blessings upon you and be grateful for them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in more favors. And that favor will be perhaps in removing all of these difficult situations that we are in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should recount them. You should replay them in your heart, in your mind, and share them with your family members out of shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important for us to be grateful servants and slaves in the month of Ramadan and truly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is His right. So during Ramadan, strengthen your ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also strengthen your ties with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and also the rest of humanity, the rest of creation. This is a time, this is a month to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter the circumstances that you may be in, individually, financially, emotionally, psychologically, still be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. In spite of all of the difficulties in his life, the persecution and the difficulties, he still remained a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. This was the dua of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all shukr is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all state, in all affairs, in all situations. So whilst our activities may be restricted in the month of Ramadan, that we cannot go to the masjid, we cannot be part and parcel of that communal effort of Ramadan, this should not mean that we stop devoting ourselves sincerely into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or stop expressing our gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always close to His servant. Inni qareeb, is always close to His servants in all states, wherever you may be. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your heart, within your home, is close to you, and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be restricted, regardless of the social circumstances and the circumstances in the world and the isolation. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is direct, and therefore we should always bow down in complete submission and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jal in the month of Ramadan enable us to become the third category of those true worshippers who worship Him out of sheer gratitude and shukr, and not worship Him out of fear, or not worship Him solely just for rewards, but worship Him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairah.